You are listening to the SCAC 20th Anniversary Podcast. The Southern Collegiate Athletic Conference is celebrating its 20th anniversary, 1991 through 2011. As a part of the celebration, the conference is taking a look back at the top 20 moments over the past 20 years of each sport. Today, we are looking back at the top moment in women's cross-country history, November 22nd, 2008. Trinity University posts the best finish by an SCAC school in national championship meet history as the Tigers women finished 6th at the 2008 NCAA Women's Cross-Country Championships at Hanover College. Led by a 17th place individual finish by senior Emily Loeffler in a time of 21:31.04. Trinity finishes with 317 points, just 7 points shy behind 5th place University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire. Loeffler earns All-American honors with her finish and becomes Trinity's first ever cross-country All-American, male or female. Today I'm joined by former Trinity Tiger Emily Loeffler. And Emily, first of all, thanks for joining us and congratulations.
Thanks.
Emily, first of all, just sort of take me back through that day, how you prepared and what you remember as that day unfolded.
Well, I know we kind of went in with it into the meet with, I guess, pretty high expectations. I mean, we finished dead last my sophomore year and then 22nd my junior year. And so I think we all had the goal of getting in the top 10. So we were all really excited. It was really cold. I remember my dad ended up giving us the virgin olive oil for our legs, which is all funny because all the girls were rubbing those on our legs right before the race started. And yeah, we were basically just really excited to get going.
You know, like in most sports, Emily, obviously there are individual accolades, but what makes cross country, you know, so unique is the team aspect of the sport. While, you know, the team can have an outstanding individual runner like yourself, the team is only really as good as the fifth runner. Just talk about the team aspect of cross country and really what made Trinity so strong in 2008.
Oh, yeah, I completely agree. The team aspect, I mean, this is what made my favorite moment throughout my college career was us winning as a team. And just basically knowing we all came into the season having that goal of getting top 10 in the nation. And it was really the first team while I was at Trinity where we had the number of girls that all had the same dedication, determination. I mean, every single day they gave 100%. And when you have, you know, 5 to 7 girls with where everyone's trying their hardest, I mean, it was just the most amazing feeling to have it all pay off. Just even with having one of our girls injured and not having her first race come back be regionals, it was such a great moment to have it all come together towards the end. So yeah, cross country, the whole team aspect, it's great because it makes you not only work hard for yourself, but knowing that you have all those other girls, you know, depending on how you do as well, it just adds so much more.
You know, Emily, as I mentioned, back in 08, you became the first Trinity University cross-country runner, male or female, to earn All-American honors. You know, what does that accomplishment mean to you? And if you could just talk about the feelings as you accept that honor. I know you had been an All-American in track and field, but in your last race to be an All-American in cross-country, it had to have been a pretty special moment.
Yeah, it was really great. I mean, it was really surprising my junior year in track when I got the All-American award. But and so we kind of gone in with the goal. It's like, okay, you know, really think it's possible to get, you know, All-American and cross-country. And I kind of set my goals a little high, wanting to be top 10, but not knowing what to expect. So knowing that I was so happy when I finished All-American, and it was just a really exciting moment, especially adding on to what our team did as well. It was definitely the cherry on top of everything for the season.
The SCAC is such a competitive conference. Just talk about running in the SCAC over your career. What made it special, and what do you remember most about running in the league?
Yeah, it was really great. I mean, coming into my freshman year, we kind of had it like, oh, DePaul is our big rivals, and, you know, we need to beat them. And although that never happened, we got really close my senior year. We really started to build long-lasting friendships with girls throughout the conference. I mean, Laura Broderdorf and Lauren Reich and Taylor Stevens and all of those girls just really made it special, especially my senior year. You know, we had Lauren and Taylor, all three of us were battling it out for that first spot at conference, and, you know, only one person can get it. And, you know, it was a whole different thing when all of us made it to nationals, and you know, having all three of us get All-American was just, you know, amazing. And just having that camaraderie, you know, even though we were battling it out just a month earlier, we were so excited and helping each other out throughout the race. I remember helping or trying to help Taylor, you know, when I saw her up ahead and you know, just, come on, Taylor, let's go. And then Lauren was right with me, too. And it was just an amazing feeling and experience just knowing that the top three girls in the conference finishing All-American is definitely a great sense of pride for our conference.
Well, you mentioned Lauren Reich and Taylor Stevens both being All-Americans. It was the first time that the SCAC had ever had three individual All-Americans from the same championship meet. And I know talking to Coach, she said one of the things that she really remembers about that meet is not necessarily a Trinity memory, but all of you guys really pulling for Taylor. She finished in 35th. Obviously, nobody wants to finish in that 36th spot just outside of All-American honors. Just talk about what you remember. Really almost like you guys were running for the SCAC as opposed to maybe not just Trinity or DePaul or Rhodes individually.
Oh, totally. And it was so crazy because I'm pretty sure she was the only freshman All-American too, and I know she had fallen right at the finish just knowing that she had given it her all. And I mean, she is such a stud. I mean, all throughout the season, Laura and I were both keeping our eye on her. We meet her in Skag, and we're like, she just blew us away, and, you know, it just made us hungry for more. But then, you know, all coming together, we all were like, this is such an amazing thing, especially Lauren and I having been there before, and Taylor, you know, we kind of gave her the heads up, like, this has never happened before, like, our conference is really getting a lot more competitive, and so that was just so amazing, you know, just like, hey, this is so great. If we can do this year, you know, who knows what can happen in the future. And it was, like I said, it was a sense of pride just knowing, like, hey, our conference is really coming along here.
You know, Emily, talk a little bit about head coach Jenny Brewer. I know when I talked to her earlier, another thing she commented on and remembered was, you know, being back at Hanover where she had started her career. And, you know, what do you remember about her emotions and her feelings throughout that day and on such a remarkable event?
Well, it was really exciting. I mean, both her and Lutz, they, you know, were just so supportive of us. And, you know, they kind of had the same goals going into it, too, and maybe even kind of going for that, like, that top four spot. But I mean, they were so great and so supportive, and it was Brewer who came over to us, and she's the one that told us that we had finished sixth. And I just remember, like, all of us just starting to scream, and it was just the most, that was definitely, I guess, the impression that will always be in my head from Nationals, just us finding out that we finished sixth as a team, because we had no idea. And I remember at the award ceremony they had talked about how this was one of the closest races ever at Nationals, like, especially up top with having the points being that close. So that was really, really exciting for us to find out. And, you know, it was my fourth year with Brewer, and just knowing, like, how far we had come and just really building up that whole way, it was, you know, definitely a really special moment to have her and Lutz there to share it with.
You know, Emily, senior year was your last cross-country meet of your career. Obviously, it would have been tough to have written a better story ending, but as a senior, what, you know, and being one of the leaders on this team, what do you remember telling the girls, sort of your last words of sort of encouragement as being a leader before the race started?
Basically, just going back, it's like, look, we never even made it to Nationals my freshman year, and I was like, we've come so far, you know, it's finishing dead last to finishing, you know, 22nd last year, and I know we're a much stronger team than what we were the year before, just, you know, because we had a lot of key players back, and there was so much great leadership on that team, and, you know, everyone knew the job that they had to get done, and that was one of the things that I definitely remember saying to them, just like, you know, this isn't our first rodeo, we've been here before, and, you know, just go out there and give it your all like I know you will. And that was pretty much it. Like, I mean, everyone really, really came through, and that was another thing that cross country is totally different than track, is because you know that you're not only running for yourself, but you're running for your teammates as well. And that is something that I know definitely pushed myself along with the other girls. I'm sure the other girls on the team would agree too.
You know, Coach Brewer, when I talked to her, she raved about the leadership that you just talked about, and that especially your senior class. And you mentioned a little bit earlier, but Deanne Arthur, who had been injured throughout the whole season and been cross-training to get back, to get to regionals and get to nationals. Just talk about your senior class, what they meant to you, and the way you guys were able to battle in and have such a strong finish.
Right. I mean, it was great. We had Deanne Arthur, who had been injured all season and really pulled through for us when it mattered the most. And Liz Eater, who hadn't run her junior year at all. So it was great having her come back. And, you know, I had been running with her since freshman year. And then we also had Jade Gearing, who hadn't run for the past 4 years. And she was a fifth-year student. And, I mean, she just really poured her heart and soul. And the thing that made our team so much different than in years past is because, like I said before, we had everyone on board. Like, everyone was on the same path. Everyone was very knowing that, like, nationals wasn't an option, you know, especially with we had placing top 10 in the nation, and we had winning regionals, which had never happened in the 4 years that I had been there. So everyone just being on the same boat. I mean, and that's the thing. It wasn't even just the senior girls that were the leaders. I mean, Caitlin Massey and Chrissy Ford, who weren't seniors but are still on the team, I mean, they were great leaders for the other girls too. And it was just such a nice experience to have everyone focused and everyone driven for the same goal.
You know, Emily, finally, as you've, you know, obviously taken time to reflect and look back over, you know, your final race in your career in cross country at Cherney, just talk about the lasting memories and images that you take with you for, you know, forever from that day and back in November of 2008.
Yeah, like I mentioned before, it was just the moment that we had found out that we had gotten six. I just, like, can see everyone's faces and their mouths dropping, and we're just like all jumping in the air and screaming, and like I don't think I stopped smiling for the next 2 hours just because I still couldn't believe that we had finished off our senior year, you know, making Trinity history, making SCAC history. I remember thinking when we had finished 22nd, I'm pretty sure that was the same year DePaul finished 7th, and I was like, oh my God, they're so good, you know, and it was just such a comforting feeling knowing that we had worked hard enough to be able to get to that level and, you know, making a national presence for ourselves. And, I mean, that day, like, putting on the olive oil, you know, everyone getting bundled up, Lutz and his crazy costume and wig, his mullet wig that he always wore for our national meets, it's definitely the greatest running experience that I have ever had, track or cross country. It was definitely that day, finishing sixth as a team, because like you said before, you know, you can do all the things you want individually, but the thing that's going to be remembered most is the team. So that would definitely be the highlight.
Trinity All-American Emily Loeffler. Again, Emily, a senior member of the 2008 Trinity Women's Cross Country squad that has the top moment in the last 20 years in SCAC Women's Cross Country history, as the Trinity women finished the best finish in SCAC history, finishing sixth at the 2008 NCAA Women's Cross Country Championships. Emily, congratulations again, and thank you so much for time, and best of luck as you move on post-college career.
Thank you.